Your attention, please.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Is this haunted room actually stretching?
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
There's no turning back now.
Alrighty, I'm Ryan Bergara, and welcome to the saddest podcast on Earth, where three grown adults commiserate over their separation anxiety from the happiest place on Earth during quarantine. Each episode, we'll work through our sorrow by breaking down Disneyland by category and then discussing our consensus top five things in that category, as well as what we believe the singular worst thing in that category is. And today's category is cast member costumes. Just a couple disclaimers up top here. First, we're only covering CM costumes in the Disneyland Resort, so that's Disneyland proper and California Adventure. Second, characters are not open for consideration in this list. So, sorry folks, no Chewbacca today. Third, we miss Disneyland, but we're not here hoping it's going to open before it's safe to do so. We made this pod as a therapeutic device to talk about Disneyland until it can safely open. And finally, this list is once again a consensus among the three of us, formed by a point system. So we each made our own top fives, and a ranking of first is worth 5 points, a ranking of second is worth 4 points, and so on and so on and so on. And then I tallied the scores to create this aggregate ranking. As such, only I know the contents of the list, and the rankings will be revealed live to the other two. Speaking of the other two, I'm joined today by my two friends, Amanda Pham and Byron Marin, who are the only two people I know that have an unhealthy obsession with Disneyland like I do, and between the three of us, we've logged an alarming 2,000-plus visits to the park. All that being said, episode 4, here we go. Amanda, how was this one for you, making this list?
I think this one was easy, because I feel like it's been a common topic of discussion most times when we go to the park.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we are kind of, well, not particularly. Everybody, every time you go to the park, you're talking about costumes?
I feel like I definitely have had various discussions about, like, when we spot, like, certain cast members and we're like, oh, wait, that would probably be really comfortable to wear, or that's really shitty to wear, or that's really, you know, kind of varies.
That's true, especially if it's a hot day. Then you really start to point out the outfits that some people have to wear. Byron, what about you?
Disney's very good with their immersion.
Yeah.
That being said, I tend to notice the costumes when they suck, as opposed to when they're great, because they're usually great. So that, you know, I was able to make an easy top five, but it's funny how usually when I go around the park, I tend to notice it more if it's a little off kilter. I'm like, man, they really dropped the ball on this cost, like, just because the rest of them are great.
Yeah, I think the costumes are, I suppose, present on my mind when I'm there. It was one of the things that Walt was a real stickler about. He didn't like people, you know, walking amongst lands in improper uniform, because it took away from the immersion, like Byron was saying. Which is why the Disney World underground tunnels, look, I know this is not a Disney World podcast, but They did it right with those underground tunnels. Quite the achievement. Anyways, enough dilly-dallying here. Let's just jump right into this list. And as I say that, I realize I didn't even think of what the worst costume is, so I'm just going to do that off the fly when we get to it. But let's go to number five here, which is, it's a tie, actually. We have a tie for third and fourth, and we have a tie for fifth and sixth. So we have six items on the list this week. And I'll just say, I guess, 5B is Radiator Springs. Now, let's just go ahead and start with Amanda here.
Who did that? That wasn't me, because I did not put that. You know what those costumes remind me of? Fucking Halloween costumes.
Yeah, that looks like something you would get at Party City.
Definitely.
And then be upset. So I am curious, and I'm not curious. I know who did this to the list. It's the gentleman standing to my left. And
I'm laying down for your information.
Oh, either way.
I am going to fight this one. It was number 3 on my list.
It's far too high. It's far too high in the list.
You know, that shit pops. I like the checkered flag that goes across the middle. I like red. You know what? I have a pair of red pants myself. It's a little weird. I wear them on Fridays sometimes at work.
Why just Fridays? Why are they specifically Friday pants?
Yeah, the Friday pants.
What makes red pants Friday pants?
I just wanted them to be Friday pants, Ryan.
Oh, I thought there was maybe some kind
Friday
of wave
like
I didn't catch on.
I don't really give a fuck anymore. I just want to do something a little bit wacky, so I put on my my red pants.
So what you're telling me is the pants that you put on when you don't, as you just said, give a fuck anymore. Those same pants made the list for your top five cast member
they
costumes.
They sure did.
Feels like there's a discrepancy there in what goes into making a list.
Hey, you know what? They combine it with the yellow. It kind of looks like a fast food restaurant.
It does.
I'm not going to say it's not a little bit cheesy. And I have multiple cheesy ones on this list.
Yeah.
But I still think it works for Cars. Like, this is still like based off an animated film. I understand the whole land.
Yeah.
Is very authentic to the Route 66 look. You know what? Maybe I just like In-N-Out.
How cool can Radiator Springs costumes be?
I mean,
What would be your, like, how would you envision the ideal Radiator Springs?
I would make them look very much like authentic mechanic outfits, like down to like the blue denim overalls or like the jumpsuit. And make it just go for the realism. But instead, they decided to make them look like ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Like somebody cosplaying as a Radiator Springs racer cast member. But that's just me, you know.
Look, you're not making you're not making bad points.
I would rank it like the cheapest to make costume.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
The material looks fairly good. I don't know.
There's
a couple other examples of cast member uniforms where I really feel like the quality of the
fabric.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see.
Yeah, I just feel like they're kind of goofy, too. I don't know.
They are goofy.
I think a lot of the cast member outfits I have in here are ones that if I wore them for Halloween, it'd be like, oh, that's a pretty cool outfit if you didn't know what it is. If you didn't know it was from Radiator Springs.
Okay. In that context, I would not feel cool walking into a Halloween party with a Radiator Springs.
Yeah,
it belongs in one place, and for Ryan, that's nowhere.
In the garbage. That's where it belongs. Just like that franchise it's based off of.
I'm going to still fight for it, though. I don't know. For whatever reason, and maybe it's the placebo of always being happy to go on Radiator Springs racers, I like that odd contrast. Maybe if it didn't have the checkered stripe in the middle, it would look a little weird, too ketchup mustard, but I don't know. It pops. It works for me.
Yeah, maybe it's also because when I see those outfits, I know that the next thing I'm going to look at is a standby wait time of 2 hours. So it's never a happy time when I see those guys. Also, they're usually out there telling you the ride's broken down, and I associate them with that more than anything because that ride's always broken down for some reason. I don't know why, but I guess I know why. It's what the fuck am I trying to say here? It's high tech in that ride. Took that long to think of that. But yeah, it's not my favorite. In fact, as I said, I didn't think of my dishonorable mention. That might it's a contender for sure. It's a contender.
Well, it made this list.
It did make the list. Would that be the first time one of our dishonorable mentions is one that's actually on the list?
So this made the list solely because I got it on.
It's
there.
Solely
I willed it on there.
Byron, you ranked this as what?
I ranked this as third.
Third? Yeah. Yeah, it's
that's
I mean,
a little generous, I get it.
You, by sheer force, you forced this onto the list.
Yeah.
In fact, the next one that we have on here is also something that was forced onto the list. And let's just move to that. Let's go to the tie for fifth place, which is the Rise of the Resistance. Now, let's go to Amanda here.
Without spoiling.
I have not been on Rise of the Resistance, as some of you may know by listening to the first episode of this podcast. Obviously, that has not changed since the last time we talked about it because it's, you know, the park's not open. Anyways, Amanda?
I'll resist, but I can't really say much, obviously, but I know for a fact the black outfits that they, I think they're the dark side, like X-Wing type evil outfits.
Ooh.
And it's fucking sick.
Okay, I actually have not seen these outfits because I have avoided all Rise of the Resistance spoilers.
Yeah.
Like the plague.
You're talking like the First Order?
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty
yeah.
That's pretty baller.
It's fucking cool. And I will post it, not to spoil you. I'm just saying I'll post it on social just so everyone sees it, because I'm sure not everyone has seen it.
Oh, it's probably good.
It's awesome. I like the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, that might be a top, but that was like 3 on mine.
That was number 3 on your list, yeah. Yes. I know. I can't really speak too much on this one because I haven't
seen it. I
always
feel like I have to avoid Rise of the Resistance because not many people have gone on it. But
I figured that wasn't bad enough for Ryan.
So I did avoid it. The costumes are good on that ride, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought this to light.
Pretty pumped about it.
Yeah. They are really good on that ride.
I mean, I wish I could chime in here. I have nothing to say.
I love it. That's why
I can't. I'm not going to say anything either. That's going to ruin it.
Then let's just move on. That'll be a quick one right there. Let's move on to number 4, which, as I said before, is also in a tie. So let's announce the first part of the tie, which is the Jungle Cruise Skipper.
Aw, that's so low. I'm sad about that.
Jungle Cruise Skipper, let's go to Amanda here. What did you have this on your list?
That was my number 1. And I think I attribute it to the job. In all my life, I think I've always, if I were to ever work at Disneyland, that is like my number 1 job. Whether it's the job description or the costume, it just seems fun.
Well, we're talking about the costumes here.
I know,
is the thing. Are you putting it there because you like the funny jokes, or are you putting it there because that's a fly outfit?
I think it's a pretty cool realistic outfit. It doesn't look like dorky.
No, it doesn't.
Not really. I don't know. Yeah.
It's a good outfit,
yeah.
But I don't want to spoil anything for the rest of the list, but
they're better. I understand.
There's something in that same ballpark that I think does it even better.
I think it looks like a generic Adventureland outfit, but I also love it. I do love that outfit. In fact, it was number 6 on my list. Did not make my list. Nice. But you know, I appreciate that. I don't know. The reason why I didn't make it on my list all the way and not it just went, was at number 6 was because I can't really picture it that vividly in my head. There's not a lot of very unique things about it. It feels like something that you might see somebody out actually in the wilderness wearing, right. Which I guess makes sense because that ride is going for authenticity. But I don't know. It just doesn't speak to me.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy the job. If we were talking like cast members in like in attractions, like I guess the performance of cast members, that's a very niche thing. That would probably be number 1. But unfortunately, we're just talking about the, you know, the clothing. And for me, just number 6.
Byron, anything to say?
Nah, it's there.
Damn it.
I mean, it's not bad.
Now I'm curious what tied it.
I guess they got a funny little hat. That's kind
of
cool.
I just can't get past every time I think of the cast member in itself. I never I can never think of the...
True.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the outfit itself is not that great. It's the job that the person is doing while wearing the outfit that's great. So kind of hard to separate that in my head. But anyways...
Well, he does have the gun. Does that come with like part of the outfit?
No, the gun is in the prop.
Right?
Yeah, and that's also the prop in the boat. It's not like he has that in like a holster, which would be fucking badass. Actually, that might be... Look, I'm not a big gun head. In fact, I don't like them. I'm anti-gun. However, I will say that if the holster was included in this outfit, then yeah, I might be. They might be edging into my top 5. But unfortunately, that thing is just holstered in the boat itself, which is great for the look of the boat, and also great for breaking my eardrums from a young age.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was a least favorite sound on the comments.
Oh yeah, we should have had that. I think some people were like, whoa, it's actually, he's shooting a real pistol in the sky. That's pretty cool. Fuck those hippos.
But, for sure.
But for me, I was
it's
always
a cap
like,
gun.
Yeah, it's just so loud, dude.
Because I used to shoot those little things around the house.
You used to shoot cap guns around your house?
Yeah, man.
What a violent child.
Wait, and they were that loud?
They're pretty, I don't know. I don't think the guns at the at Jungle Cruise are that loud. I feel like they were louder as a kid than when I got older. It was like, oh, well, I'm going to shoot these hippos right now.
It's pretty startling still.
I don't find him that loud.
I remember when I sat by the skipper for the, it was recently before this all shut down, and the gunshot still startled the hell out of me just because of how loud it was as I was closer to him. I think I have tinnitus from that stupid gun. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it, but it would be great in a costume. Anyways, I digress here. Let's move on to the second part of the tie here for, I guess, third and fourth place, which would be Pirates of the Caribbean. Where did you have this on your list, Amanda?
I did not have it on my list.
That's what I wanted you to say.
Damn, did I ruin it? Well, I also don't think I would now that, but I still wouldn't put it on my list. So, I mean, I like it, but I don't think I would personally. Yeah, I would never want to wear it, I guess.
Now, why did this one not make your list?
It's because it just didn't come to mind. But it still, now that I'm thinking about it, I still wouldn't put it ahead of the ones that I put it on.
Yeah.
Are you mad?
No, I'm not. I'm just curious. What? Why wouldn't you put it ahead of the other ones?
I just don't think it ever spoke to me.
Yeah.
It probably spoke to you. Clearly.
I suppose.
Yeah. You're so mad.
I'm not mad. Okay, I'm not mad. Okay. I'm just disappointed.
Did both of
I'm
you have it on your list?
I did.
Byron, where did you have this on your list?
4.
What do you think about this costume?
Overall, it works for me. It could have gone in a very cheesy direction, but I think they went just soft enough on those colors. Because kind of like a, I want to say burgundy, but kind of a like a red and green.
Yeah, contra. I like the color
scheme. But it's not too bright. It doesn't like pop out at you. Like going pirates for the cast member costumes easily could have gone in a very cheesy direction. It's very apparent for the era that they're going for, but they didn't go over the top. They didn't make the colors too cheesy, eye patch bullcrap, that kind of thing. Pirates could have gone in a really bad direction. And it also looks like some of the more comfortable costumes.
Yeah, very airy. It looks like it'd be a very airy costume to wear.
Yeah.
Though I'm not going to lie, I might have to disagree with you on the eye patch. I love an eye patch.
You want them to wear eye patches?
I think they'd be very funny. I know it would not be the most efficient uniform, but it sure would make me smile to see some eye patches on those cast members.
What if there's one eye patch on one cast member who actually needs the eye patch?
That's fair. First off, this was also number... what was this on my list? This was number 3 on my list. I just think it's one of the more iconic character costumes. And there's, like Byron said, they could have gone a couple different ways with this. They could have gone very realistic pirate and had them actually dress in like brown and like tattered clothing and, you know, one with the eye patch. They could have done that. Which actually, now that I say that, I don't think I would have minded that. It just doesn't seem very... I think the reason why I like cast member costumes so much is because, and now I realize I'm contradicting myself from earlier with Radiator Springs, but I do feel like there's something about them that is whimsical enough that it's clear they're not a character in that ride. They're in the theme of that ride, but it's still clear that they're not like, you know, Jack Sparrow walking around or something like that. So I think these costumes capture the feeling of being a pirate while still not being too goofy. Granted, those socks are goofy as hell, man. Those striped Mr. Schmee snike.
You gotta sneak a little bit in there.
Those are a little goofy, I won't lie. I wouldn't be thrilled about wearing those.
So you both are into the vests.
Oh, like the airy V-neck, yeah. Kind of like the little strings that go across it. And just like, yeah.
You're like, hell yeah.
The abundance of my chest hair would be pouring out of that thing. I'd probably have to trim it down.
No,
to
that's part
get
of the costume, dude.
It'd be true pirate for sure.
No pirate cuts there.
Yeah, it's a very airy, comfortable looking costume.
I like the vest. I also like the belt. The leather belt is a really good look paired with that vest. I don't know. It's a fun style. Also, I really love the sleeves as well. They kind of have they almost look like Austin Powers sleeves, which if you know me, I know me. I love some Austin Powers. But I just think this is a classic outfit. And also, I think, like Byron said, the colors are pleasing, and they actually somehow fit the Pirates theme while also fitting in New Orleans Square, in terms of fitting like New Orleans kind of theming and style. So I don't know. It's just one of the costumes for me that I think of first when I think of what a cast member looks like at Disneyland. All right, let's move to the next one here. And now we're out of Thailand, I believe.
Thailand.
Very good. Moving to number two, which is Indiana Jones Adventure. yeah, I mean, Amanda, you could go here.
Yes, awesome costume.
Where was it on your list?
It was not on my list. But I totally think it was going to be like an honorable mention.
Well, you're too busy choosing Jungle Cruise, right?
That's what I'm saying. I was choosing between the two because they're like...
How did you miss this one, though?
No, I thought about it.
Feels like a layup.
But I'm more... Well, you'll see. But I think I skew a different land.
Like you definitely do, looking at your list.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But it's just weird to me that Jungle Cruise and Indiana Jones, they're pretty similar in like feel because it's Adventureland. But they're literally right next to each other. You have a head-to-head comparison there. And to pick not people dressing in the likeness of famed archaeologist Dr. Henry Jones Jr. is strange to me. I don't get it.
Oh, you know what happened? I did look it up. And when I was making this list, I was like, as a girl, I do not want to wear that skirt. That is just not my thing.
Interesting. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I was going to make a point to the contrary. But
that's actually exactly what my thought was when I did not want to put it on. Because I like the guy Indiana costumes, Jones, but I did not like the girl costumes.
What is the Jungle Cruise
Indiana
girl
Jones skirt or Jungle Cruise?
Indiana Jones.
Okay.
Like, I don't like the female costumes compared to, but I skew, like, tomboy
do
anyway.
Do you know do the skippers wear pants?
Yeah.
The skippers do wear pants.
Yeah.
All of them?
Because how else are you going to drive this?
Yeah.
Just efficiency. And then Indiana Jones, they give them this big ass, like...
The long skirt.
Yeah, like, I'm not into that.
Well, I won't lie. I mean, Jungle Cruise, the skipper costume, I do love it. It was number six on my list. It's just... I don't know, man. I got a huge crush on Indiana Jones, I suppose. I just love that hat, man. Anyways, let's move to Byron here. Where was this on your list?
It was my number two. I have a feeling that I'm going to get this number one and two again. I'm matching I'm matching these two. Yeah, it was my number two. Growing up, I loved the films. So I myself bought a jacket and hat as a kid.
I did as well.
Maybe it's just one of those things where I was growing up and that was the cool look. So it always stuck with me that way. But I don't know. It's one of those costumes that looks like they threw a little bit of extra money into it. Like the it looks like good quality material. And on those hot days, maybe not so much. You wouldn't want to wear any like jacket or any of those things. But I don't know. It's Indiana Jones. I don't know what to say.
I think I see what Amanda is saying about the
skirt.
The skirt. That's a valid point. I know it's weird because I was going to make the argument.
I don't think it's a bad look, but for comfort.
Yeah, well, if you're not a skirt person, then I could see why you would not want to wear that. Because when I looked at this costume, I was like, oh, wow, this actually in a unisex way looks great both ways. I'd be curious if they ever, if they would allow.
But I think it matches that era.
But I wonder, it would make sense to me for Disney to allow female employees wear the male costume.
Right.
Like, I swear, like maybe I'm just imagining things. I don't see why not. They'd have the option to do pants as well.
They do.
They have pants in the.
Okay.
So the girls wear it too.
They looks like they do actually have the option, or at least in some pictures I found, either that's someone cosplaying as a Indiana Jones cast member wearing pants, or that actually is an option. If that's an option, I mean, it's undeniable. It's just that outfit is so iconic. And to have it, you know, and be able to wear that at work. To me, when I was making this list, one, it was like, you know, what would people actually think? Oh, that's a pretty cool outfit. And two, which one would actually bring me the most personal joy to actually wear? Like, because when you think about it, this is the costume you're going to have to wear every single day when you go to work. And that could be a tiresome thing if you don't like it. But if I got to dress up like Indiana Jones every day for work, you bet your ass that I'm going to be fucking humming that theme song every time I wake up for my alarm clock in the morning.
That's kind of cool though, because with that, what were we talking about before this?
We were talking about pirates.
Oh, pirates, right? Like you didn't want it. Like, you're not like Jack Sparrow, but this one you like feel like Indiana Jones.
No, this one like you it toes the line between, obviously you're a cast member and you're not Indiana Jones, but also it looks. I mean, it's what Indiana Jones wears for the most part. I mean, it's not as good a quality. There's no leather jacket, but it has the same color scheme. And you get to wear the freaking hat, man.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
I also just, this may be just a completely different thing altogether. I wish I lived in an era where people just wore those kinds of hats all the time out in the street. Like, I always saw, like, an I Love Lucy when Ricardo would come home and he'd hang up his hat on the rack. I was like, man, I wish I could wear a hat like that every day, except people would think I'm
like
a weirdo.
Like a douchey fedora?
Not like, well, I guess back then every guy wore like a hat, like right. Not even like a fedora, but just like a business hat.
You have like a flat, don't you have a cowboy hat?
I have a cowboy hat that I wore for an episode of Unsolved when we went to Tombstone, and I have an Indiana Jones hat for another episode of Unsolved when we went exploring for treasure. So
that you wear into the world, though, don't you?
I don't ever wear that hat for fun.
No?
It's only for shooting.
Maybe you should change that.
I don't think I could pull that off every day. I just feel like it just doesn't make any sense, especially with, like, the outfits I have. Yeah. Like, I can't wear that while walking around. Yeah, with Nikes on and, like, a T-shirt. You just look like a jackass.
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like you need a suit for it to work. But, you know, what are you going to do? Anyways, we've digressed here a little too much. Anyways, Indiana Jones, number 2. I think it deserves a spot on the list. It's iconic, and it's just fucking cool, man. It's just some cool cats working that Indiana Jones ride. Let's move to number 1, though. But before we get into number 1, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. Wow, thank you for sponsoring this very educational and important podcast. Let's move to number 1, though, shall we? Number 1, I mean, this is not going to be a surprise here, The Haunted Mansion. This is pretty much a grand slam for all three of us. Amanda, where'd you rank this?
This was number 2?
Yeah, because Jungle Cruise was number, right. Number 1. Interesting.
Sorry.
That's questionable. Even though it had no effect on the list, still, once again, questionable.
Right.
Walk me through that one. Walk me through that decision.
I think that's a personal thing. Like, that's definitely like a, like, again, the female, I don't know if you guys seen the female or think of the female or women's outfit.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The Haunted Mansion one is not my favorite, but the male, like, I would want to wear like the male outfit. Or
oh, yeah.
Men's
they
outfit.
They both look really good.
I think they look great.
Because look how dorky. I don't know if you guys have seen
it. They look
it.
Heavy, though.
Oh, this is definitely. It's not the greatest costume to be wearing during the summer.
Right.
I'll say that.
Yeah. And it looks, but it looks fucking awesome and expensive and high quality and very specific to the ride. It's not like.
It's got layers.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's so specific. You'll see it out in the world anywhere and you'll be like, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. You see this costume and look at all the detail they put into it and all the storytelling that's built into the actual costume that they really don't have to spend that much time on because it's just for people who are working the ride. And then you look at something like Radiator Springs Racers, which looks like they went to their local Halloween discount store and said, yeah, I'll take some of that, referring to random cloths sitting around the shop.
It's fun. Whatever.
Byron, where was Haunted Mansion on your list?
It was number 1.
Yeah, it was number 1 for me, too.
I make
too.
Good choices sometimes.
It was number 1 for me as well. what do you think about this costume?
It's definitely, like it's got to be the most intricate. Is that like what, like the Victorian era or?
I don't.
I'm not a history buff.
Quite know what era it is. It might be though. It seems like that for sure.
Yeah, but it's
Winchester era.
Yeah,
it's.
Ooh,
it's,
yeah.
It's ghoulishly good. It definitely sets you up
ooh,
for the right.
I like
you
that.
Know, it sets you up for the right vibe. I like when cast member costumes are. They're almost more like a hint to the era as opposed to the actual, like, ride story plot itself. Hmm. I think Haunted Mansion's a good, example of that.
Yeah.
Because you don't see any, like, any of the ghosts or whatever during, like, the ride wearing anything like that either.
No.
But if there's people out, like, on the street before you went into the mansion, that's what they'd be wearing. So I kind of like that.
Yeah, I think. Also, it's funny that you would bring up, I don't know who said Winchester, but because Winchester, the Winchester Mystery Mansion, was actually one of the places that they visited, Imagineers visited,
oh, cool.
To get inspiration for the Haunted Mansion. And Sarah Winchester wears something that looks somewhat similar. It's not striped like the costumes. I believe there are stripes on some of the Haunted Mansion female costumes. But yeah, Sarah Winchester would probably be wearing something that looks like this. And also, there's a lot of movie tropes and just like typical characters that I really love that appear in so many films. But the creepy butler has got to be one of my favorites. Always amazing. You have a haunted house, a haunted mansion-ish kind of movie. You better bet your ass there's going to be a creepy butler.
The tail.
Just kind of lumbering around that mansion. Oof. Appearing into the, walking into a lit room from shadows. Saying weird things. Calling you Lord. Things like that. I love the fact that they could kind of build in that archetype into the costuming for this ride. Also, it's just like so unique. I think other than pirates, well, actually, there's a fair amount of costumes that are not something that would, it's obvious that came from Disneyland, because yeah. there's like, you know, the pirates look, or even like some of the skippers on like the storybook boats or something like that. Like those clearly came from Disneyland, the park. But like something like Jungle Cruise Skipper, if you saw someone wearing that out in like the woods, you would think, oh, they're probably hunting or something.
Okay, I get it.
I just, it's unmistakable. This is an unmistakable costume when you see it.
But I would also think that this is a type of costume where Disneyland would be afraid for a cast member to like steal it. I would steal it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Attempt to. I would try to.
I know that they are tagging them. Like each costume, I think, is tagged or something. Like there's a checkout like process.
Oh, yeah.
Like very strict. But I would 100% think that this one's probably like secure in some way that's different than the other costumes.
That's true. There's probably think not too many Radiator Springs Racer costumes being stolen, except by me.
Yeah. I don't think any of those are floating
I'll
around.
I'll take what I can get, okay?
I would be willing to wager a fair amount of cash that there are no Radiator Springs Racers outfits out there floating around on eBay. I'm pretty sure you could. There might be for Haunted Mansion, but like Amanda said, they probably have something there to counteract that. I don't know. Maybe the costume's like laced with explosives or something, and people just detonate once they walk past Mickey and Friends.
How much do you think they are like to make?
I don't. These, oof,
like
that's crazy.
Per outfit.
Probably at least a couple hundred, right?
I think like, 1,000.
Maybe even.
Really? I don't know about that.
I don't
that.
Know about 1,000, no? But I think a couple hundred. I mean, they don't look cheap. I'll say that.
Because, like, a nice pea coat is like usually, what, like 200?
Yeah, yeah. A nice pea coat is about $200-$300.
And, like, they have that amount. It looks about that heavy.
Yeah. And, like I said,
I don't know if weight goes into pricing for clothing. I'm sure a lot of designers out there are really offended by me bringing that up.
It's
the heavier that it is, the more expensive. That's just how it goes, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think many designers are listening to this podcast.
Perfect.
But I will say that it does look uncomfortable as hell.
Itchy.
Great for the look. But I would not want to wear this. And especially if I was having to stand outside in the heat, I would not want to wear
you
this.
You see some sweaty faces there between yeah. the months of February and November.
Which makes sense, by the way, because I don't know if you guys know this, but they're the only cast members, and maybe I might be wrong, I'm saying this with such confidence, but they're the only cast members in Disneyland who aren't required to smile.
Oh, no, there's another. Never mind.
Is it Rise?
That's...
Rise is definitely not allowed to. Or they don't seem like they were.
Oh, yeah, that's
to.
True. That's fair. But
I don't think they have to smile on Rise.
Haunted Mansion, you're not required to smile just because it goes into the character. But also, like Byron says, if you're sweating out every ounce of your bodily fluids, I don't think you're going to be happy. So it's nice that they built that into the contract. Anyways, that's the list for the top five costumes. Now let's move into honorable mentions. And these, of course, are items that didn't make it into the consensus list, but were on our own personal lists, and we each get one. So let's start with Amanda for your honorable mention.
I wonder if I should, because I know there's something that wasn't on the main list, and there's also one that I want to choose that doesn't exist anymore. Am I allowed to do the non-existent one?
I don't know if we could go retro still.
Okay. For the honorable mention?
That, I don't know. I mean...
Okay, fine. Okay, I really like Space Mountain's costumes.
Interesting.
Only because I remember as a kid, I love sci-fi though. Like I love Tomorrowland. That's probably my, I skew Tomorrowland.
Yeah, your list is very Tomorrowland heavy, which is interesting.
Or science, like sci-fi or like fun. I don't know. I remember commenting as a kid on the Space Mountain cast members. So that's just me being like, there's no reason for it because it looks cheap. Like the costumes don't look like super high quality or anything. They still look really dorky, but you know, I'd wear it.
I think these look kind of goofy.
Right.
I just don't like Tomorrowland's whole aesthetic, to be quite honest. That's just my whole opinion of that land in general.
The older I get, the more I agree with you, which is like really shitty to say.
It's a poorly conceived land now at this point.
I don't know
if that's a hot take or not, but I just feel like maybe it isn't. I feel like in the Disney community, dude, to say that Tomorrowland is ugly is not a hot take.
No, it blows.
It's not good. But let's move to Byron here on his honorable mention.
My honorable mention. Okay, so my honorable and dishonorable mention are both pretty cheesy as well. There's just one I respect a lot more. So my honorable mention is the Matterhorn.
Ooh, that's good. That is good.
It is so over the top Switzerland, but I'm all about it. I feel like Swiss people that would come to Disney would be like, "Oh, are you kidding me? Like,
it's a caricature of our country."
It's like kind of offensive.
We don't fucking wear that, but I don't know. It works for me. It's like the silly round hat. It's like a poofy, like flowery shirt. And then like the like almost greenish pants. It just looks so over the top, like European Swiss.
I think it's so fun though.
It is. Like, that's the thing. It's fun. I respect it. That's why this is an honorable mention.
Do you think they did research?
And I don't think they did much research. I think they looked at like a picture of Switzerland and be like, "That's probably what they're wearing."
If it's anything
there.
Like the inspiration for Matterhorn, like Walt sending a postcard of the Matterhorn and just says, "Build this."
It looks like a very fun outfit to wear on a summer day. It's like the opposite of Haunted Mansion. Like I always remember, like when I saw people in these costumes, I always thought, like, "Oh, that looks like so much fun." But I don't know. It was number 7 on my list for what it's worth. So I'm glad that was included. Let's move to mine here. And I got a judgment call to make here. Do I want to be a douchebag or do I want to actually... I'm going to be a douchebag, yeah. It was number 4 on my list, so technically I should go with this because I have a number 4 and a number 5 on my list that did not make it. But my number 4 and my honorable mention will now be the plaids.
Oh, no. What? Oh, you're so annoying. Okay, I'm going to say something after you even go through your thing. Okay,
explain.
Go.
The plaids.
The VIP tour guys.
The plaid vest people.
Because he's a douchebag.
I guess.
Here's the thing.
I didn't think about that.
And the reason why I like them is because they're ever present. They're everywhere in Disneyland. And they just, for whatever reason, when I see those plaid people, they feel the most Disneyland-y to me when I look at them. I think even Walt had those people wear plaids because he wanted people who he knew were going to walk around in every land. He wanted them to look like they fit in every land. So he had plaids. So they have multicolor and have technically color from every land that they could then work in. But that's number one there. But the second thing is, I mean, look, it's my dream to be walked around that park by a plaid. That's how you know you've made it. Everything I'm doing in my career, you would think it's for, you know, fame, fortune, things like that. Maybe making some money for my future children. It's only, and I mean only, so that I could be walked around Disneyland by a plaid.
You can do it.
You don't think that would kill the experience for you?
No, I think it would be amazing.
You like maybe get a taste of it, and then every time. Because I've talked with people before that have gotten tours of the plaids, and they tell me, like, "Oh, like Disneyland is just not the same anymore. I don't need to go, like, because
see, that's so
I got the VIP."
Yeah, but they're probably not actual Disneyland fans. Yeah. I imagine most celebs, and I'm sure there are exceptions, like John Stamos or something, who is a Disneyland fan, by the way. He has, like, the big D
Ryan
in his backyard.
Ryan Gosling, too.
But most celebs, I feel like, are like, "Oh, it'll be fun to go to Disneyland," and then they get walked around by a plaid, and they're probably saying stuff like that. If I had access to a plaid, that person's going to hate me by the end of the day because I'm not I'm running that ship tight.
You're like not interested in their trivia facts.
No, I'm hitting every ride, and I'm like, here's where we're going next. This, that. Also would love some corn dogs. Like, yeah. They're being put to work. I'm sorry. Mm. But that's I want Disneyland with no with all access and no restrictions, and I'm finally getting it.
But you only like them because of what they give you. Not because
it's better
cute.
Be included with that plaid.
I'm sure it would be. Apparently you could buy a plaid. Not like the vest. Anyone could buy a plaid vest. Yeah, I mean, like you could buy the service of a plaid.
Isn't it like
it's like $10,000 or something like that, something ridiculous.
And now here's where maybe my knowledge is a little limited, because I was under the impression that they also just give plaids to people that are celebrities that come to the park, just because like obviously if they had Justin Bieber walking around the park, running amok, it would not go well. I imagine because he'd be instantly tackled by teenage girls.
Security.
I saw Kobe Bryant there once. He had a plaid.
Of course he had a plaid.
He's been there billions of times.
I think he had a few.
There's no way. It's like, at least Justin Bieber could throw on a hoodie and maybe kind of like hide himself. Kobe ain't hiding. You think LeBron's going to be able to hide when he goes to Disneyland? When people see a giant god among men walking to Matterhorn?
Man.
R.I.P. Kobe also. Yeah. But no, I think the plaids. Look, like I said, there's a douchiness to it because it's a status thing. But also, I just think they look the most Disneylandy. Like it's the most Disneyland-ish outfit. Like if I see that vest,
you think like ambassador.
I'm thinking like an ambassador of Disneyland. If Disneyland was a country,
well, they definitely
they would send out plaids.
It. Yeah.
To tell the world about this magical place.
It's a good choice for sure.
Anyways, that's my honorable mention. Let's move to dishonorable mentions now. Amanda, let's start with you.
That was my dishonorable mention. Was those fucking plaids.
That's amazing.
And that was definitely before we even talked
about it. Oh, wow. Well, why did you...
I just think it's so pretentious. I know they worked hard. Like, as the ranking goes, I totally respect them. But I also think it's so douchey. And, like, when... Of course, I'm going to turn my head every time there's a... plaid, as you say. Mm. Now I'm going to call them that moving forward. Those tour guides are, like, I understand they know what they're doing, but they're also, like, I've actually had the most, I've gotten the most attitude from those cast members if I'm asking them questions or whatever. But well, I think it's because they're busy or it's a hot day, whatever. But I actually think they're kind of pretentious.
But what did you expect when a humble plebeian like yourself would go talk to a plaid? What did you think you were going to get?
Excuse me, just tell me where the nearest... like hot chocolate is, because this one's closed.
If a plaid gave me attitude, I would treat it the same way as, like, for instance, when I let me tell a little anecdote here to explain what I'm about to say. Sometimes when I imagine what meeting some of my favorite celebrities would be like, it's weird because I want them to interact with me in a way that is like I would expect them to be. For example, if I were to run into Tommy Lee Jones, I think that guys are curmudgeon and grumpy as hell, and I wouldn't want him to be nice to me. Okay. I would want him to, like, when I ask him for a picture, I want him to go, no.
But guest services, that most of them are gift services, so I understand they deal with really shitty guests all day and, like, parents and shit. But, like, you also have to be very, like, customer facing, right? Like, very on top of your shit in terms of attitude.
Yeah, that's fair. I like that there's a rank. And I'm okay with them giving me a little toed.
Little hierarchy,
Because there's a hierarchy. And I know my place in the Magic Kingdom. It's small.
I'm just bitter, though. Because I'm like...
Sounds like you're bitter.
Yeah, maybe I am.
They probably don't need to give attitude, but whatever. I like it. If I meet Larry David, I want him to be an asshole to me.
Yeah, definitely.
But the
I get it. But I totally respect them. So hopefully that's enough for them not to, like, go after me.
Yeah, you're gonna get some plaids in your mentions now, and now they're gonna really be hunting you. There's gonna be a headhunt out there for Amanda Pham anytime she enters the gates. All the plaids are gonna radio each other.
Just be nicer.
Also, it's interesting because plaids added bonus. The costume itself is it sticks out immediately. It's instantly recognizable.
For
another reason why Walt wanted those plaids on, which is funny as hell to me, because it totally defeats their purpose. Like, if their job mainly now is to escort around VIP guests, the last thing those people want
to stand out
is to stand out. Because now when I see a plaid, I'm like, Maybe Al Pacino's in the park or something today.
I just wish it was like a pin or something, not like a fucking pretentious.
I don't know. I guess there is like the idea that if the celebrity wanders off to go like eat a rogue churro or something, that then they need to find their way back to the plaid, so it's easily identifiable. But I don't know. It's just very funny to me that they've made these people who are gonna probably need a little bit of a incognito ability the most loud outfit that they could possibly give them. Byron, what is your dishonorable mention?
See, I'm gonna get Amanda back because mine's the Tomorrowland cast member outfit.
Just in general?
In general.
Like all of them?
I mean, you could specifically say Space Mountain.
That's pretty corny, I suppose.
As well.
Yeah.
It just looks like someone who's supposed to fix my computer or something with some blue stripes on it. It just doesn't live up to, I don't know. Tomorrowland in itself kind of feels dated and disappointing, but it just doesn't look like they put much effort at all into that attire. Actually, I think they used to look way cooler back in the day. I think they were like red and stuff, right?
They made it brighter, and I hate that.
But then again, I like cheesy ass cast member costumes, so I would like the old red Tomorrowland
I get
costumes.
It.
I'm gonna dogpile on this as well. Mine is not Space Mountain. Mine is actually Star Tours.
Fuck.
Which was also
really?
On Amanda's list.
I don't think that one's that bad.
That's pretty corny. Nice. I think it's pretty corny.
It is, but it's so fun.
Is it? Is
I think
it?
It's fun.
The people who the
I don't like the bright orange.
The
but
cast
I
members
like...
who are dressed for Star Tours look like the extras in some shitty futuristic film, like some B level sci-fi film about the future. Like if someone were to write a fiction about what the world would look like if everyone wore the same outfit, this is like what they would think it looks like.
Aww.
In like if they made this film in the '80s.
Question for you. What do you think of the blue vest on Smuggler's Run?
I don't think it's that great.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me that Star Tours, I get it's like a touring service, so it has to look a little corny, but I just feel like with that property, for that to be what you come up with, seems like a missed opportunity. A lot of potential wasted there.
Well, like Rise of the Resistance seems like they actually tried. I don't know why they couldn't do that with Star Tours. Like, it just seems so off.
Yeah, it's just lazy. It's just lazy is what
yeah.
it is. Tomorrowland, I feel like they just didn't know what they were doing with that aesthetic. And then they just were like, well, we don't really have an idea of what we want. I guess we just want to make it look kind of futury. And then they doubled down on that in every aspect. And the result is the eyesore that stands there today. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they have a literal skeleton cemented into the middle of the land. Just a dead body. Just
Rocket Rods?
Just the dead corpse. The rotting corpse of Rocket Rods
just
that still is
always,
just...
Always, like, looking down on us.
Just looking down on us, reminding us
trees
of, like, oh, yeah.
Trees growing over it that yeah. you pass by on the monorail when you come in.
Yeah, it's I just can't believe that's still there. But anyways, yeah, the Star Tours outfits suck. Sorry, I don't like them. Wow, that was a quick one. All right, well, I guess that wraps up this episode. A short one for you guys. We'll see you next time. As always, follow us at SaddestPod on Twitter and Instagram. Closing thoughts is do better, Tomorrowland. And if any plaids are listening to this, I'm coming for you. One day you're going to... hate your life walking me around the park as I whisk you around. Anyways, we'll see you all next week.